My name is Samantha Jackson. I am 17 years old. Today is June 6th. I am speaking with Lex, who is my classmate, and we are recording in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
My name is Lex Henry. I'm 17 years old. Today's date is June 6th, and I'm speaking with my partner, Samantha. We are recording in Virginia Beach.
Okay. First question, what made you want to play football and why do you like sports?
What made me play football is that my dad used to play football when he was younger. So he just always put me in football because he like wanted to see his son play football, like father like son, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just started playing when I was six.
Did you always like it, or was there any time where you didn't like it?
I always liked it.
What kind of challenges do you face playing football? Teammates or plays or things like that?
I would say just studying, just memorizing the plays, just remember the plays, because it's a lot of plays you have to remember and know. Yeah. Tell me about the time you had to work in a group with someone you didn't dislike.
With groups, I normally don't like groups a whole lot because I like to work alone. But I think one time would probably be freshman year where we had to do this like research project, and the people in the group we clashed heads a lot because we were trying to figure out like, okay, who's gonna do this, who's gonna do that. And in the end, we got a good grade on it, but I wouldn't say I necessarily didn't like anybody. We just like kind of didn't get along at first.
Do you like school now, and why?
School for me has always been something I have liked, and I have had ups and downs in school, especially like the past few years. High school has been rough, but like it's also like some of like the best times in your life. So that's why I'm excited for senior year, because I know that's going to be amazing.
I agree.
Even though like, yeah, you have hard times, but I still like school, yeah.
Okay.
How has being born and raised in Virginia affected your life? Are there people you have not been able to see or places you want to visit?
I would say it's not a fan, because Virginia Beach is like a calm city, like nothing really happens in the city, so I don't think it was a fact.
Are there any places you haven't been able to see?
No, I don't really like going anywhere like that. But I did visit a couple of years ago. I went to Las Vegas, so that was that's a good experience.
Yeah, I went to Las Vegas last summer, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How often do you think about being an American and how it shapes you?
I feel like being American is good because, like, you have all the freedoms to do anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think a successful adult looks like?
I think a successful adult looks like somebody that is hardworking, has their like life together, I guess you would say, and kind of has a purpose. Like, I mean, not that anybody like does not have a purpose. I mean, like you wake up every day, you go to work, you're having a good paying job, and like you're respectful to other people.
What are you doing now to work towards the accomplishment to your American dream?
Right now I am applying to a few jobs. Like, I had my first interview today.
That's good.
And I'm looking into colleges, or like how I can pursue what I want to do. Definitely a very hard field I want to go into, which is like astrophysics, which is like science and stars and stuff. And definitely working towards me being able to live my American dream like other people do. If you were from a foreign country, what would the American dream look like to you?
I would say the American dream would be like having freedom and just... having freedom and just doing anything that you like, but still having laws.
Yeah.
And just being yourself.
Yeah. How has your American dream changed growing up? Have you always wanted to play football, or was there something else you wanted to do?
I always been wanting to play football, but I still had like a back, like a plan B, backup plan.
Yeah.
Just like, cause I wanted like to do business. Like in the future, I want to have my own business.
What kind of business?
I don't really know yet, but this, I have my own business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you think protesting about injustice is a good or bad thing? Why?
Protesting is a very touchy subject I've seen for people, because like you have peaceful protests and then there's violent protests. I think protest is a good thing to a point. Like you have the right to like tell, okay, hey, this isn't right, we should change this, or if you want to say something, hey, we should like support these people. But then there are protests where like, hey, I think you should back off a little bit, like that's getting a little violent.
I would
like kind of connect that to something about like civil disobedience, like, you know, where you can protest but without violence. So that's what I support. I guess I would say for that.
I agree with you. Do you think the United States should be more or less involved in solving world problems, and why?
I think the United States, as it's standing right now, I feel like is in a good place, with some exceptions. And maybe there are things we could do more to help the world out. I think we're in a pretty good situation.
Yeah.
Because we're always going to help others, but like we're not helping too much. We're keeping to ourselves, but we're helping.
Okay.
Let's see here. Tell me about a time you saw or were a victim of social injustice. It's okay. You can have some time to think about this one. Have you ever seen one before, like on TV or
this Netflix show.
Okay, what was the show?
I don't remember, but my mom was watching it, and it looked really good, so I don't know.
Do you remember what was happening in the scene?
No.
Okay. We'll come back to that question if you can remember.
Okay.
Has social injustice affected your life as a whole at all? And if it has, describe it.
No, it didn't affect me that much. Because I'm like the quiet person,
mm-hmm.
like in my family or like in school. I don't really talk to anybody like that. I just keep myself in school like that.
I can agree with that one.
Do you think the government today, okay, education is good?
Education today, I feel it has made an exponential growth from the past 60 years, I would say, because we used to not be able to, you know, teach science in school, and me being a big advocate for science, I really appreciate that change. So it's really hard to put it into words. I think our education system can be a little bit better, like on the aspect of how we teach, but maybe, you know, as years go on, like it'll get better, and I hope to be there for that and maybe be a part of that.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Should you go there?
How do you think people from foreign countries think about America?
They probably think of us like, we are lucky because we got all this freedom in the world, and like they like had like kings and like emperors and stuff like that control them and what they do, like what time they can do this and that. So they, I think they feel like we are lucky and we should.
Anybody in there?
We should have that.
Okay, so I have a few more questions for you. How do you think people from foreign countries think about America? Describe what you think America's role is in the world and how it affects you.
I think the American role is like waking up every day, going to work, and providing for your family. And it's like, It's like not breaking the laws and just being yourself, just being positive.
Okay, yeah. I understand that, yeah. Tell me about the time you felt powerless. Like, was there some time in school where you felt like you didn't have control over something, or in your house, did you feel like you were in the right, but somebody said you were wrong? Or even, like, a bigger power, like the government?
I would probably say, like, in school.
Did you ever have, like, a situation with a teacher and, like, feeling powerless?
Yeah, just, like, a teacher just, like, thinking she like got so much power like into the students, like telling us like what to do and this and that. Like I don't really like that. Mm-hmm. Like a teacher being like so rude to the students.
Yeah. Like I could see how the teacher like yes has control, yeah. But like there's always a point
like
of,
too much. Yeah.
I understand that. Okay, one more question. What does too much power look like to you?
Like I think too much power is like at the other foreign countries, like they having kings and stuff, mm-hmm. and like tell them what to do,
yeah,
and stuff. Okay, I got one more question. Can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on you?
Definitely my mom. My mom will always be that one person I look up to. She has set me in the path I am in today. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be at the school right now because I'm in the academy, and that was something that she helped me push to get to. If it wasn't for her, I probably like wouldn't be doing as good in school along with some other people that have helped me. And if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be going to college the next year, or technically next year. So yeah.
That's good.
Okay, let's see. I actually do have one more for you. If this was to be our last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
I would say that you are really nice and kind. And I thank Ms. Clark for putting us together because you're really a nice person to be talked to.
You are a really nice person too.
Thank you.
Definitely, this project has let me see different people that like you wouldn't expect to like talk to and like know.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.